announcements today. We do have a birthday. Chrissy Pooter is celebrating her birthday this week. So it would be great if people would get a hold of her and wish her a happy birthday on the 29th. And we do wish her a happy birthday right now. But we're not going to take time to sing to her today since she's not here. But wanted to make note of that. And I wanted to thank everybody who participated in the handouts. Praise the Lord. Had good participation, and we were able to put together 118 bags of goodies and get those passed out to a lot of people, a lot of businesses, and a lot of the medical personnel, the paramedics and such, firefighters, police officers. So thank you so much for that. We were able to get the gospel message and a Bible to 118 souls during this time. Praise the Lord for that. Later this afternoon, we're going to have a gift exchange after the dinner. Of course, that's totally your discretion to be there or not. And also, later on at 5 p.m., we'll have a candlelight service for those who are interested. Again, if you would like to go home and start celebrating Christmas, we understand. That's totally fine. But that's what we're going to do for those who would be interested in doing it with us. This coming Wednesday is our next youth discipleship class. And then next Sunday, of course, is New Year's Eve, and we'll be having the Lord's Supper followed by Singspiration after the meal. And we'll go ahead and turn it into our New Year's Eve watch night service. That's not going to be during the night, the watch evening service. And go ahead and have a Bible quiz, prayer time, and who knows, we might have a missionary video. So we'll go ahead and turn next week, New Year's Eve, into a whole day long thing too for those who want to stay. All right. I think that's all the announcements I need to make today. Brother Nathan had one though.
Just take a book there.
Uh-oh.
So this is a gift from the church. So Merry Christmas, Pastor.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you for being our pastor. I appreciate it. So
should I open it now?
Go ahead and open
it now. Okay.
And this goes along with it.
Oh. Wow. Stuck there. All right. Thank you so much. It's a neat little plaque. Pastor Derek Seeley, feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. I'm going to cheat on that. Something tells me this might be a book. It might even be a Bible. It feels suspicious. Feels like a Bible. What better gift could you have given me than that? Amen. That is a nice Bible. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, everybody. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to all of you. Brother Caleb, would you come and do the memory verse?
Alrighty, a bunch of stuff up here. I'll just stand back over here and hold it. Okay, so go to our memory verse here. It was a review from last year, but it's a good one. So I think everybody's learning it pretty good. We're going to go over it once. We're going to see if anybody wants to come up and say it. I got a couple of volunteers already scheduled to come up and say it. So let's see here. One more. Did have a couple of little thoughts to go along with it. So I try to do that every once in a while. Remember last week I was saying how Jesus, how God sent his son to earth, but as a baby, because he could have sent him down as a, just anyhow, one, a really important thing. Spectacular, that's what I was going to say. Being of some sort, but he chose to send him as a newborn child, a tender, very tender, loving, because he is loving and caring, and that was one thing. And in this version, I was reading it a little bit here. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." And if we stop there, it's taking this a little bit, maybe a little strange out of context, but even, you know, when God sent his son down here, he was sitting down because that was the only way for it to all work. But if we take this verse and apply it to ourselves, all of our kids that we're given, all of our babies that God gives us their gifts, and they're going to be in charge after we're gone. And you know, everything's going to rest on them. So train your kids good. Jesus had one of the best, he had the best father around, and we're supposed to be following after our Father in Heaven's footsteps, so that means we need to be teaching our kids good. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and go over this one time, and then we'll have some people come up and try to say it. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice, from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7.
All right, Daniel and Dutler. Sayers.
Of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it from henceforth with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will be formed this. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7.
All right, I think we probably got time for one more, either one volunteer or some siblings or just anybody else want to come up here and be really brave. Okay, too late.
Thank you, Brother Caleb. All right. Well, I think at this time we're just going to turn it over to the youth Christmas choir cantata. So we'll just let them go ahead and start.
Thank you. Oh. Classic Christmas treat. But the vast majority of people have no idea that it was made as a symbol of all things pointing to Christ at Christmas time. What do you think of when you see a candy cane? A shepherd's staff? Simply a piece of candy? Well, if you turn it just the right way, you can see the letter J. And that reminds us of our Savior's name, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 1:21, the angel told Joseph in a dream that Mary would bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save their people from their sins. And if you turn it around this way, of course, it looks like a shepherd's staff, which is it's just a bent stick used by shepherds to take care of their sheep and pull one out of the herd at a time. And this can remind us that shepherds were among the first people to see Jesus after he was born in Bethlehem. But more importantly than that, it reminds us that Jesus is our good shepherd and the only one that can rescue us from sin and death. In John 10:11, he said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." On top of that, candy canes have red stripes. And the red stripe reminds us that Jesus Christ shed his blood. And the white stripe shows his holiness and the separation of the water and blood when he was pierced on Calvary. And if you take two candy canes and put them together, I've lost my second candy cane. Well, thank you, Elliot. If you take two of them and put them together, they make a heart, or something like a heart. And this reminds us of why Jesus died on the cross. He loves us. In John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." On top of that, a candy cane lasts longer than most other sweets. It's a hard candy. And the sweetness of knowing that Jesus is your personal Savior, however, will last not just longer, but it'll last through all of eternity. The next time you see a candy cane, remember all those things. Remember what it was made. And on top of all that, there's many other things. For instance, the three stripes symbolize the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, there's a multitude of story behind the candy cane.
Thank you.
you very much, young people. Wonderful job, and I know you worked hard at that, so thank you very much. Appreciate that. That was a blessing. And also I wanted to thank the Tyler Bond family for all the wonderful decorations throughout the two buildings and also for cleaning it last night. Thank you very much for the job you guys are doing as well there. Let's close, please, with number 100. Number 100. Oh, come all ye faithful. And let's stand together as we sing. 100. Center around the Lord Jesus Christ all day. So we're going to have a lunch right now, and then we are going to have a Christmas gift exchange. And then at 5 o'clock, for those who want to stick around, we're going to have a candlelight service at 5. So God bless you all, and let's see. Dad, would you pray and thank God for the food? Close in prayer, please.
Amen.
Amen. You're dismissed.